I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold. Not for $1 million will I sell my soul. Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3&D, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome. Merry Christmas. Welcome back to the 3&D Signs in Sports Podcast. This is week 15. This is officially playoff time. This is officially the playoff episode. Guys, this is week one of the playoffs. Let's go. We're going to get into it. We're going to talk about week one matchups. We're going to talk about what happened in week one. And as you all know, we are well into week two already, and we are going and we're moving. And, you know, people are getting knocked out of the playoffs. There are, you know, who knows if there's upsets. We'll find out, right? But for the meantime, guys, as you know, this show is brought to you and sponsored by Catering with Grace. It's also brought to you and sponsored by Future American Leaders of Texas and Remembering RJ's Fundraising Foundation. This is the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast, Fantasy Football League series on Spotify, Rumble, Patreon, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. If you want to or would like to donate to the podcast, guys, Real Deal 0423 is the podcast platform, Cash App, official Cash App, Real Deal 0423. That's R-E-A-L-D-E-A-L 0423. So, if you have any questions, guys, let's get this over with. That way, once we're done here, we could talk about pure fantasy football, right? We'll get right into it. We'll talk about it. And it'll be the best because this is the People's Sports Entertainment platform. So you know how we go. You know how we do it. You know how it is. guys, Merry Christmas, man. It's a good time. It was a good holidays. I hope everybody had great holidays. I hope everybody spent time with their families. I hope everybody took time off of work. I did, kind of, a little bit. My friends were trying to tell me, you know, take a day, take a second, but With the way that the schedule is falling, with the way that things are turning out, you know, guys, it's okay. We're out here. We're doing it. We're making it happen. For any questions, guys, or if you would like your comments to be read on the show, you can email us directly at signsandsportspodcast@gmail.com or tag us and ask your questions on Facebook at Design Individually Gifted at 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast or the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League Facebook group page. On Patreon, you can find us at the title of the show, 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. On Getter, you can find us at Signs and Sports Podcast. On Truth Social, you can find us at Design I Gifted. On Parler, you can find us at Signs and Sports Podcast. And on Twitter, you can find us at True_DIG and at Signs and Sports Podcast. Actually, you can also find us on Truth Social at Signs and Sports Podcast. Look us up there as well. Anywhere that you get your content, guys, we're there. You know what I'm saying? Except for YouTube. We're not on YouTube. But we did a whole show about that. We did a whole thing about that. If you want our music, we're on YouTube. But the podcast isn't on YouTube. It's on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio. Anyways, guys, let's get into it. Because that's enough of the intro. That's enough of everything that we were talking about. We are going to get into the round one matchups and everything that happened in round one. So, yeah, that being said, what we're going to talk about first in the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League number one is we're going to talk about the 3D FFL 1 playoff bracket. In the winner's bracket, we had Coastal Card Game Shop with the number one seed and a bye. We had number two, Star Gang, taking on Mufasa Lopez, Hector Lopez. Number three, Coaching from the Couch, taking on the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. And the number four seed, Wreck-It Ralph, taking on the number five seed, El Padrino. So that is Coastal Card Game Shop number one, Star Gang number two, Coaching from the Couch number three, Wreck-It Ralph number four, El Padrino number five, 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast number six, and Hector Lopez number seven. That is the winner's bracket. Those are the teams that are competing in this series, in this 3D FFL playoff series. There's a lot to cover. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot to cover. Same old matchup, same old everything. But it might be a little more fun to cover because it is the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? It is the playoffs and we're going to have fun and we're going to keep the enthusiasm, we're going to keep the excitement, and we're just going to do our thing. You know what I'm saying? So as I said, winner's bracket, we covered it. Well, next thing we're going to look at is the consolation bracket, and that is team 45, number 12, Alex Zamora. Team number 11, King's Master Barber 44, Matt Ramos. Team number 10, The Money Team, Mondo Ramos. Team number 9, The Financial Smart Guy, James Fritz. And Team McDoubles, number 8, Bert Arevalo. Guys, all of y'all, thank you for competing. Thank you for participating. Thank you for being a part of the experiment, of the experience, of the 3D FFL experiment. We are going to talk about these guys' matchups. We're going to do them first, and we're going to do them now. We had number 12, Team 45 with the bye. We had team number 11, King's Master Barber, going up against team number 10, The Money Team, Mondo Ramos, versus Matt Ramos. And then we have team number 9, The Financial Smart Guy, James Fritz, versus team number 8, Team McDoubles, Bert Arevalo. These will be fun to look at. These will be fun to go through. I'm not talking about the consolation ladder. I'm talking about the playoffs period. You know what I'm saying? So we completed looking at what the playoff picture looks like at the moment, what the standings are, what the matchups are, and who's playing who and who is ranked where. The next thing we're going to do is we're going to talk about round one, and we're going to talk about the matchups, and we're going to go through everything that happened. So, as we said, 12th place, Team 45, 109 points, Pat Mahomes with 32, David Montgomery with 24, Raheem Mostert with 16, Tyler Lockett with 13, Mecole Hardman with 0, Gerald Everett with 8.2, Noah Fant with 14.2, Buffalo's defense with negative 2, and Robbie Gould with 2. And of course, he had the bye. Next matchup, we had the Falfurrias Money Team and King's Master Barber 44. King's Master Barber 44 had Josh Allen with 35, Najee Harris with 14, Devin Singletary with 10, George Pickens with 7, Corey Davis with 0, Tyler Higbee with 12.7, Juju Smith-Schuster with 17, Pittsburgh's defense with 7, and Greg Joseph with 8. The Falfurrias Money Team had Jalen Hurts, 34, Joe Mixon, 10, Cam Akers, 13, Devontae Adams, 7, Mike Evans, 13, Antonio Gibson, 4.7, Green Bay's defense, 13, and Matt Prater, 14. That was King's Master Barber taking the win, 112, to Falfurrias Money Team, 109. Next matchup, we have Team McDoubles, and we have the Financial Smart Guy. This was a nail biter. This was probably going to be game of the week, if I'm not mistaken. I thought that last one that we just talked about was going to be game of the week because, 109 to 112? Wait till y'all hear the score from this one. Let me check and see if... That's definitely game of the week. So, what we have here is we have the number 9 seed and the number 8 seed. We have the Financial Smart Guy, 92. We have Team McDoubles, 92.6. We have the Financial Smart Guy and Team McDoubles. The Financial Smart Guy had Mac Jones with 7 points, Christian McCaffrey with 25, Damian Pierce with 0, Gabriel Davis with 9, Amon-Ra St. Brown with 15, Dalton Schultz with 3.5, Ramondre Stevenson with 25, Miami's defense with 0, and Cade York with 6. Team McDoubles had Kyler Murray with 0, DeAndre Swift with 12, Miles Sanders with 2, Justin Jefferson with 30, AJ Brown with 27, Tyler Conklin with 2, Marquise Hollywood Brown with 6, Las Vegas defense with 10, and Harrison Butker with 3. This matchup, guys, as we said, game of the week, 92.38 to 92.6. Edging out the win, 92.6 to 92.38. this was game of the week, guys. Congratulations to Team McDoubles on pulling that one out. Team McDoubles advances to the winner's consolation bracket, as does King's Master Barber 44. The opening matchup of the winner's bracket of the winner's consolation bracket is Star Gang versus Hector Lopez. Hector Lopez had Geno Smith with 15, James Conner with 18, Josh Jacobs with 13, Ja'Marr Chase with 19, DeAndre Hopkins with 13, Greg Dulcich with 2, Zaire Knight with 12, Zonovan Knight with 2, Philadelphia's defense with 10, and Nick Folk with 13. Star Gang had Joe Burrow with 25, Jonathan Taylor with 2, Aaron Jones with 20, Chris Godwin with 22, Garrett Wilson with 14, Mark Andrews with 6, Terry McLaurin with 13, Kansas City's defense with 5, and Martin Badgley with 7. This one was, guys, the matchups are getting tighter. You know what I'm saying? The scoring is getting closer. Star Gang pulled out the win 114.9 to Hector Lopez 105.82. The next matchup that we have in the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League Series is Fantasy Football League Playoff Series is El Padrino and Hebronville's Wreck-It Ralph. We have Hebronville's Wreck-It Ralph with Derek Carr 19.2, Ezekiel Elliott with 15, Travis Etienne with 12.7, Tyreek Hill with 22, Christian Kirk with 15, Hunter Henry with 3, DJ Moore with 18, Tennessee's defense with 7, and Brett Maher with 12. El Padrino had Tom Brady with 17, Dalvin Cook with 27, Nick Chubb with 9.9, Stephon Diggs with 10, Brandon Ayuk with 4, George Kittle with 25, J.K. Dobbins with 13.8, New York Jets defense with negative 1, and Daniel Carlson with 7. The results of this matchup are Hebronville's Wreck-It Ralph 124.34, El Padrino's 113.18. So as you guys know, if you remember, if you've been following along, El Padrino and Hebronville's Wreck-It Ralph are two of the strongest lineups in the league, and they just went together. They just went head-to-head in round one. It was a battle. Hebronville Wreck-It Ralph walks away with the victory and advances to the next round of the playoffs, as does Star Gang with her victory, 115 over 105 Hector Lopez. So right now we have Star Gang advancing to the playoffs, and we have Hebronville's Wreck-It Ralph advancing to the playoffs as well. As you guys know, we had Coastal Card Game Shop with a bye week in round one of the playoffs. Coastal Card Game Shop put up 77.22 points. Justin Herbert, 8 points. Tony Pollard, 14. Jeff Wilson Jr., 0. CeeDee Lamb, 20. Amari Cooper, 10. Travis Kelce, 20. Deontay Foreman, 1. Dallas's defense, 0. And Justin Tucker with 3. Coastal Card Game Shop. Pressure. Hey, this is the playoffs. What do you expect? These are big hitters. Coastal Card Game Shop is one of my personal friends. Guys, I'm not just singling him out for nothing. I single him out because he is my friend and I love him. And I'm quite frustrated with him. So I have to single him out every time that it comes to fantasy football because he thinks he's better than me. He thinks that I'm just kidding. I am better than him, but I am just kidding about roasting him on the platform as well, because that is my boy. At the end of the day, only people that get to roast our boy is our boy. Shout out to Coastal Card Game Shop. The 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast versus Coaching from the Couch. 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast had Dak Prescott with 20, Derrick Henry with 26, Jerick McKinnon with 34, Devontae Smith with 17, Keenan Allen with 16, TJ Hockenson with 8, Alvin Kamara with 12.4, New England's defense with 11, and Tyler Bass with 6. Coaching from the Couch had Andy Dalton 14, Austin Eckler 15, Saquon Barkley 23, Donovan Peoples-Jones 13, Jerry Jeudy 14.6, David Njoku 5.8, Zay Jones Zay Jones, 35. San Francisco's defense, 10. And Graham Gano with 12. The results of this matchup, the final matchup of the 3D FFL playoff series round one, is the 3D Signs and Sports Podcast 152.64, taking the victory over Coaching from the Couch 142.54. Guys, one more week. We are alive one more week. We keep it moving one more week. Guys, you guys have gotten to witness the comeback of the 3D Signs and Sports Podcast, the Immaculate Comeback. Shout out to the Immaculate Collection. Let me get off my, you know what I'm saying? Because I imagine everybody's like, I'm over it. I'm done. I'm out of here. Guys, you know what I say all the time. If you want me to stop, beat me. Or, you know what I'm saying? Win the championship. Send in your comments. Email us. Tag us. Get involved. Voice your opinion. We will put it out here. We will put it on here. At the end of the day, if something gets censored from Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, we also are on Rumble. You know what I'm saying? So we don't care what you guys have to say as far as when it comes to us being the best. You know what I'm saying? So, guys, anyways, I'm completely and 100% being totally kidding, but I'm really not, but I really am, but I'm not. You know what I'm saying? So, welcome to my life. The 3D Signs and Sports Podcast, 152.64, advancing over Coaching from the Couch, 142.54. Guys, Coaching from the Couch is somebody who I'm actually really good friends with, Michael McMahon. Shout out to him. Shout out to his family. Shout out to all of you guys. Shout out to all of your families, guys. Merry Christmas, as I said again, to the 3D FFL number one. Congratulations to the guys who are advancing, to the women who are advancing to the next round. And I can't wait to talk about that next round, guys, when it comes around. No pun intended. No pun intended. But I guess that about wraps up 3D FFL 1. We talked about the matchups. We talked about the playoff bracket. Actually, before we close it out, what I'll do is let's talk about the playoff bracket and what it'll look like for next week, right? The next episode, guys, in the 3D FFL 1, we are going to talk about round 2 of the 3D FFL playoff series. And this is the inaugural 3D FFL season. This is season one, guys. So thank you for sticking around with us. I know it's been rough. I know it's been tough. I know it's been weird. But next year, we're going to be a lot better prepared next year. You know, you guys know I have had guests on here, but it hasn't been an often occurrence, nor would it have been as often as I would have liked it to be. You know what I mean? So guys, any of you who are remaining in the playoffs or got bounced out of the playoffs or just participated, if you would like to call in to the show and be on the podcast, you guys just let me know. Direct message me. Get in contact with me anywhere that you can find me on the social handles that I gave you guys earlier in the video description. If you guys want, I can run them back real quick. Email us, signsandsportspodcast@gmail.com. Tag us on Facebook, Designed Individually Gifted, 3D Signs and Sports Podcast, 3D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League on Facebook, Getter at Signs and Sports Podcast, True Social at Designed I Gifted and Signs and Sports Podcast, Parler, Signs and Sports Podcast, and Twitter at True_DIG at Signs and Sports Podcast. But yeah, guys, I mean, that being said, I would love you guys to come and join the podcast, come jump on the podcast, come get involved. Call in, be a part of the conversation. Your guys' interaction drives the platform forward. The things that you guys do, you are basically in charge. I'm just running it. You know what I mean? So I am a, what do they call it? Well, actually, this is my platform. I can do really whatever I want with it. And when the 3 to the 3D comes, he as well will be able to do whatever it is he wants to. And when we put together the league commissioners court, and they finally join the 3D Signs and Sports Podcast platform as well, the people's favorite sports entertainment and fantasy football league podcast, You know, it's a lot of things are going to change because it's going to be hard for you guys to keep up. So if you guys want to be minority owners, if you guys want to have minority stake in every claim, if you guys want to have minority stake in every decision that gets made, make your voices heard. And that's all I can tell you guys, because if not, we got to keep this train moving. You know what I'm saying? If you guys make yourselves loud enough and we hear you, we will consider take into consideration the opinions, and we will discuss with you as well if we have direct contact with you. That's why we ask you to join the Discord server, the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League Discord server. Join us, guys. It'll be fun. We will talk about opening a podcast Discord server. We will discuss all that stuff when we get to regular scheduling. For now, though, we are worried about the Podcast Fantasy Football League and this only. But like I said, guys, make your voices heard. Talk to us. You guys are minority owners. Y'all have minority stake and minority shares in the decision making. But if you don't make yourself heard and I don't hear from you guys, you know, closed mouths don't get fed. So that being said, guys, thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to the 3DFFL1. Those of you who participate in 3DFFL1, as I always say, you can go, you can stay. We appreciate you. If you stay, we appreciate you anyways. So we're going to take this thing into a break, guys. And I just want to let you guys know, for the I don't know how many time in a row, we might be numbering pretty close to number 10, to 10 times in a row. We are going to play a song at the end of this episode. What song? I don't know. I will let you guys know. But yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to have fun and we're going to listen to another banger. And I will let you guys know that in the second segment. I also will update you guys on the follower count, the all-time listener count. I also will update you guys on the all-time listener count for the podcast, and we will talk about that as well. That being said, guys, when we come back from this break, we will talk about the 3DFFL2. And then, as everybody knows, in segment 3, we talk about the league. So we'll catch you guys right after this break. Superstar producer Chach with the heat. You need beats. He's got the heat. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat. Affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment is the one that you need. The one that you need. The one that you need. Any music artist, any genre, Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Contact Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment on Facebook at Chach with the heat, on YouTube at Chach with the heat, on Day One Vibes in the store tab, and on Facebook at Mario Chavera, and again on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat for all your music needs and all your music purposes. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. All right, guys, welcome back. We are back. We are back. We are back. This is 3DFFL number 2, and we are going to do things the same way that we did earlier. As you guys know, we went straight to the playoff bracket. We want to find out who is in the playoffs of the 3DFFL2. Spoiler alert, guys, I am not in the playoffs of this one. I know I'm disappointed. I'm upset. I'm not happy about it. But, you know, we tried. We tried to come back. We tried to mount our comeback. We fell short, unfortunately, in the last week. You know how it goes. As I said, when this happened, guys, I was going to be somber. I was going to be disappointed. I was going to be upset. It was round one. We did make our way back into the playoffs. I apologize for that correction, but Spoiler alert, guys, we lost. We lost. It was a hard-fought battle. It was a hard-fought game. But we did lose. So, you know what? Instead of talking about that right there, let's talk about the all-time listen count, okay? because I need a pick-me-up. I need something. I just remembered that I didn't win in this league, and I got bounced out, and it just brought me down. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the listener count. So let me pull it up real quick, and as I'm pulling it up, I'm going to be talking, and I will let you guys know. With 49 episodes in, or 50 episodes in, if this is episode 50, guys, congratulations. You know what I'm saying? I will check that also right now. It's loading up. But if this is episode 50, congratulations. That would be huge. We will finish it off definitely a lot stronger. The main event episode segment will be huge. You know what I mean? If it is a 50th episode. If it's not, we're going to chill. Okay, it's pulled up. Let's see. We have, guys, we have 1,200 all-time listens in 50. Well, this is episode 50. So congratulations to the 3&D Signs in Sports podcast. Guys, 50 episodes in. 50 episodes? 50, like, is that, that's an anniversary, right? That's an anniversary. 50 episodes. So what we're going to do is we're going to make it a lot more. I was right to do this because it definitely did pick me up. As you guys know, you heard, very somber, very sad, and now I'm up 1.21 all-time listens, 50 episodes. Small victories, guys. Small victories. I know we celebrate the small victories, but why not, right? Why not enjoy them while we have them? Why not? You know what I'm saying? It's fun. We're having fun. We're doing it, and you guys are involved, and it's interactive, and you know, why not brag about it? Not brag, but like, why not celebrate with you guys? You know what I'm saying? And that's all we're doing, is we're celebrating. Another thing I want to talk to you guys about is we just received our first 23 plays and 20 plays from the Netherlands and from Canada. That's completely random, but Designed Individually Gifted is now being streamed in the Netherlands and in Canada. I know that's super random to the podcast, but it is sports entertainment, and I am DIG. I do make music. I do entertain. In the Netherlands, we have 23 plays. In Canada, we have 20. So DIG, Designed Individually Gifted, is now being streamed outside of the country. Also in France, Russia, Austria, Australia, United Kingdoms, South Korea, Macedonia, Poland, Denmark, Mexico, Estonia, Italy, Indonesia, Belarus, Israel, India, New Zealand, Germany, Brazil, Zambia, Belgium, Switzerland, Czechia, Dominican Republic, Ireland, Lithuania, Norway, Philippines, Portugal, Singapore, Taiwan, South Africa, and Argentina. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Does that make me an international artist? Does that make me world, you know, worldwide? Who's to say, right? But men lie, women lie, numbers don't. anyways, guys, back to the product, back to the content, back to the platform. This is the 3DFFL number 2, the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League number 2. As you guys know, we're going to talk about the playoffs. We're going to talk about the playoffs, and we're going to talk about the playoffs. In this one, we're going to start with the consolation bracket. We're going to start with Bo Gilreath, number 12, Team Gilreath. Number 11, Team Smithy GM, Christian Ermey, versus number 10, Fantasy God. Number 9, Team Stump. Number 8, the San Antonio Thunder Ducks. So that is Team Gilreath with a bye. Fantasy God versus Team Smithy GM, and San Antonio Thunder Ducks versus Team Stump. In the winners bracket, we have Team Quater Tots with the bye. We have Zeke and Destroy number 2 taking on the number 7 seed 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. The number 3 seed Low Salamanders taking on the number 6 seed Immaculate Collection. The number 4 seed Cowboys for Life taking on the number 5 seed St. Louis Ball So Hard. And as we said, again, Team Quater Tots with the bye. Okay, guys, so now you know what the playoffs look like for the 3DFFL number 2. We are going to now look at round 1, and we're going to discuss round 1 of the playoffs. Starting with the number 12 seed Team Bo. With 114 points in his bye week, Josh Allen, 35. James Cook, 12. Cordarrelle Patterson, 12. Debo Samuel, 0. T. Higgins, 16. Freiermuth, 0. DK Metcalf, 12.5. Joshua Palmer, 10. Los Angeles Rams defense, 7 points. And Evan McPherson, 9 points. The first official matchup of the 3DFFL number 2 playoff consolation bracket is Team Smithy GM versus Fantasy God. Team Smithy GM had Trevor Lawrence with 26.8, Alvin Kamara with 12.4, Devin Singletary with 10, Jamar Chase with 19, Keenan Allen with 16, DJ Moore with 18, Mike Williams with 10, Tampa's defense with 5, and Nick Folk with 13. Fantasy God had Derek Carr with 19, Dalvin Cook with 27, DeAndre Swift with 12, Mike Evans with 13, Greg Dulcich with 2, Travis Etienne with 12, San Francisco's defense with 10, and Jason Myers with 9. The final matchup of the 3DFFL number 2 playoff consolation bracket is Team Stump versus San Antonio Thunder Ducks. The San Antonio Thunder Ducks had Tyler Huntley, 5 points, Jeff Wilson, 0 points, Isaiah Pacheco, 8.7, Devontae Smith, 17, Dawson Knox, 21, James Conner, 18, Raheem Mostert, 16, Baltimore's defense, 8, and Greg Joseph, 8. Team Stump had Mitch Trubisky, 14, Christian McCaffrey, 25.8, Cam Akers, 13, Tyreek Hill, 22, Deontay Johnson, 20, Travis Kelce, 20, Hollywood Brown, 6, Green Bay's defense, 13, and Brandon McManus with 17. That was Team Stump, 141 points, San Antonio Thunder Ducks, 103. The first matchup of the 3DFFL playoff winners bracket is the Immaculate Collection, 152.48, versus Los Salamanders, 140. The Immaculate Collection will be advancing to the next round of the playoffs. Geno Smith, 15 points. Tony Pollard, 15 points. Tony Pollard, 15 points. Latavius Murray, 21 points. Justin Jefferson, 30 points. Tyler Lockett, 13.8. Darren Waller, 13.8. Leonard Fournette, 11. Tua Tagovailoa, 18. Pittsburgh's defense, 7. And Badgley with 7. Detroit's kicker. Los Salamanders had Kirk Cousins with 32. Josh Jacobs with 13. Chuba Hubbard with 9.7. AJ Brown with 27. Chris Godwin with 22. Mark Andrews with 6. Adam Thielen with 13, Jonathan Taylor with 2, Denver's defense with 12, and Robbie Gould with 2. The next matchup in the 3DFFL number 2 playoff winners bracket is St. Louis Ball So Hard, 120 points, to Cowboys for Life, 128 points. Cowboys for Life will be advancing to the next round of the playoffs. Cowboys for Life had Joe Burrow, 25 points. Ezekiel Elliott, 15 points. Nick Chubb, 10 points. Jerry Jeudy, 15 points. Juju Smith-Schuster, 17 points. David Njoku, 6 points. Gabriel Davis, 10 points. Dak Prescott, 20 points. And Brett Maher with 12 points. St. Louis Ball So Hard had Jared Goff with 14. Derrick Henry with 26. Joe Mixon with 10. Brandon Ayuk with 4. Cole Kmet with 6.5. Aaron Jones with 20. Justin Fields with 24, Tennessee's defense with 7, and Matt Gay with 8. That was St. Louis Ball So Hard, 120, Cowboys for Life, 128. the final matchup of the 3DFFL number 2 fantasy football playoff winners bracket. The 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast losing 123.9 to Zeke and Destroy 134. The 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast had Tom Brady with 17, Saquon Barkley with 23, Rashad White with 5.3, Stephon Diggs with 10, CeeDee Lamb with 20, Dalton Schultz with 3.5, Evan Engram with 14, DeAndre Hopkins with 13, New England's defense with 11, and Daniel Carlson with 7. Zeke and Destroy had 134.24 with Pat Mahomes, 32. Najee Harris with 14. Ramondre Stevenson with 24. Jalen Waddle with 20. Amon-Ra St. Brown with 15. Tampa Bay's tight end with 3. Zaire Knight with 2.3. Sam Darnold with 13. Kansas City's defense with 5. And Harrison Butker with 3. The crazy part is, guys, is on my bench, I had George Kittle with 25, and I had Jerick McKinnon with 34. Either one of those plays, and I probably would have won this game. Well, I would have won this game. We would have been moving on. Bad decisions, big mistakes, not giving myself enough time to research, enough time to study. You know, at the end of the day, it is what it is, but man, I'm kicking myself for that one, guys. And if anybody wants to know, the number one seed, Team Quater Tots, put up 136 points. Jalen Hurts, 34. Austin Eckler, 15. Deontay Foreman, 1. Davante Adams, 7. Terry McLaurin, 13. TJ Hawkinson, 8. Zay Jones, 35. Daniel Jones, 10. Philadelphia's defense, 10. And Justin Tucker with 3. We are going to look at what round number 2 of the playoffs looks like for the 3DFFL2 playoff series. We have Cowboys for Life, the number 4 seed, taking on Team Quater Tots, the number 1 seed. And then we have Immaculate Collection, the number 6 seed, taking on Zeke and Destroy, the number 2 seed. It'll be fun to watch those 4 big hitters play. Next week, guys, we'll be able to cover it. We'll look at it. We appreciate you guys. This thing is coming to a close. In 2 weeks, we are going to finish it out. And can you believe that, right? Can you believe that? Thank you, guys. Thank you for tuning in. This has been the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League number 2. We covered everything that we needed to cover. Guys, if you guys want to stick around, we still have the coverage of the league. This is DIG's personal league. This is where all the parity happens. This is where everything is going down. Business is booming. Boomtown, Candyland. You know what I'm saying? Come check it out if you want to check it out. If not, stick around to the end of the episode. That way you guys could hear. I haven't decided yet. I haven't decided what I'm going to give you guys yet. What I did decide just at this moment in my head was that I will save it for the last segment. Congratulations on 50 episodes, guys. We are out here. We're continuing to move 50 episodes, 50 episodes, 50 episodes. One thing at a time, one foot in front of the other. We're continuing to establish this thing. Happy 50th episode. This has been the 50th episode of the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast. This is the 15th episode of the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League Series. Season number 1 of the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League Series. But guys, newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio. This is the people's platform. This is a people's sports entertainment platform. The people's sports entertainment podcast. Anything that you guys want to call us. The People Sports Entertainment Platform, America's Podcast, you know, we continue to do these things for you guys. Thank you. And when we come back from this break, guys, we're going to talk about the league, and we're going to go ahead and finish this thing out. 50 episodes strong, guys, 1,200 all-time listens. We're just trying to move forward. Thank you, and we will talk to you guys after this break. Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music, videos, anything you need, get at your boy Rye Low of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Rye Low. Get at your boy Rye Low at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at RyeLow361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe Shop, anything from the Realest Underground Entertainment, get at your boy Rylo of the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment. All right, guys, what's going on? What's happening? We are back. This is segment three. This is the final segment of the 3D FFL series, episode 15. This is the league. We're going to talk about the league. This is DIG's personal family friends league. As you know, this is where everything goes down. This is where all the parody's at, because these are people within my group of people, within my group of friends. And I won't say who, but some of them are a part of the commissioner's court, you know? So, yeah, you guys keep an eye out next year. Hopefully we got some of them. We will get some of them on the podcast. You know what I mean? Or who knows? Maybe they remain under anonymity. I need Elena to come check me on that one. she's the lawyer. They will remain anonymous, maybe. Who knows? We don't know what we will do, though. But in the playoff bracket of the league, let's get into it. Let's get straight into it, because I want to talk about it. Guys, donations to the podcast can be made at RealDeal0423, R-E-A-L-D-E-A-L, 0423. Now let's get into it. the consolation ladder, there's two matchups for the league. Team number 10 is Team Bro Dog, RJ Salinas, R.I.P. Team number 9 is Team Airing It Out, Noe Diaz, Notorious Dreams. Team number 8 is Penalty Boys, Noe Diaz. And team number 7 is Team No Fines Please, Jackie Ramirez. The two matchups are Team Bro Dog number 10 versus Team Airing It Out number 9, and Team Penalty Boys number 8 going up against Team No Fines Please number 7. Okay, we got them out of the way. Now let's talk about what we are really here for, what we're really here to talk about. The winner's bracket. We got Team Quater Tots with the bye and the first seed. We got Cup Yours 2.0, Brandon Salinas with the number 2 seed and the extra bye. And in wildcard weekend, and the wildcard matchups for week 1 are number 6 seed, King Henry the 5th TD, taking on the number 3 seed, Watts On Wax Off. And the number 5 seed, Strange Animals, going up against the number 4 seed, Design Gifted. This should be a fun first round. It should be an interesting wild card weekend. Whoever wins, whoever we will talk about it, we'll get into it. Guys, this is the first week of the playoffs for the league. The other two money leagues, the 3DFL 1 and 2. The 3DFL 1 and 2, they're already in week 2 of the playoffs. This one is barely the first one, you know what I mean? So what we're going to talk about is we're going to talk about week 15. We're going to talk about the week 15 matchups. And this is just matchups pre-playoffs. So what I read to you is how the playoffs shakes out and how it is looking after week 15 of the league. For matchup number 1, we had Team DIG 131, Strange Animals 105. Team DIG had Tom Brady with 17, Saquon Barkley with 23, CD Lamb with 20, DeAndre Hopkins 13, Travis Kelce 20, Ezekiel Elliott 15, Bobby Wagner 7, New England's defense 11, Tyler Bass 6 points. Strange Animals had Dak Prescott with 20 points, Ramondre Stevenson with 25, Justin Jefferson with 30, Christian Kirk with 15, Tyler Conklin with 2, Zach Knight with 2, Jordan Brooks with 8, Dallas's defense with 0, and Harrison Butker with 3. Matchup number 2, we had Team No Fines Please 124.4, Team Quater Tots 109.6. Team Quater Tots had 35 points with Jalen Hurts. Josh Jacobs, 13. Stephon Diggs, 10. Tyler Lockett, 13. Mark Andrews, 6. Jonathan Taylor with 2. Jacksonville linebacker with 14. Philadelphia's defense with 10. And Ryan Succop with 4 points. Team No Fines Please had Josh Allen with 35. Devin Singletary with 10. Keenan Allen with 17. Michael Pittman with 19. TJ Hawkinson with 8. Ryan Tannehill with 10. TJ Watt with 5. Las Vegas Raiders defense with 10. And Matt Gay with 9. Matchup number 3, we had Penalty Boys 128.7. Team Airing It Out 101.2. Penalty Boys had Jared Goff with 14. Christian McCaffrey with 25. AJ Brown with 28. Amon-Ra St. Brown with 15. Taysom Hill with 10. Joe Mixon with 10. Fred Warner with 8. Tampa Bay's defense with 5. And Graham Gano with 12. Team Airing It Out had 8 points. Team Airing It Out had 8 points with Justin Herbert. 8 points with Isaiah Pacheco. 20 points with Jalen Waddle. 16 points with T. Higgins. 0 points with Pat Freiermuth. David Montgomery, 24. Defensive player, 9. Pittsburgh's defense, 7. And Brandon McManus with 7. Cup Yours 2.0 had 119 points in matchup number 4 going up against King Henry the 5th TD, 127. Cup Yours 2.0 had Pat Mahomes, 32 points. Juju Smith-Schuster with 18. Donovan Peoples-Jones with 13. David Njoku with 6. Tua Tagovailoa with 18. Rashawn Evans with 12. Baltimore's defense with 8. And Brett Maher with 12. King Henry the 5th TD had Taylor Heinicke with 13. Derrick Henry with 26. Devontae Adams with 7. Mike Williams with 10. George Kittle with 25. Trevor Lawrence with 27. His defensive player with 10, Washington's defense with 3, and Justin Tucker with 4. Matchup number 5, the final matchup was Team Bro Dog RIP, 83 points, Watts on Wax Off, 113 points. Watts on Wax Off has Joe Burrow, 25 points, Miles Sanders, 2 points, Tyreek Hill, 22 points, DK Metcalf, 12 points, Gerald Everett, 8, Deshaun Watson, 12. Roquan Smith, 11. Denver's defense, 12. Evan McPherson, 9. Team Bro Dog had Geno Smith, 15. Nick Chubb, 10. Ja'Marr Chase, 20. Amari Cooper, 10. Dalton Schultz, 3. Tony Pollard, 15. CJ Mosley, 5. His defense, negative 2. And Dan Carlson, 7 points. That was the final matchup of the league. That was week 15. As we said, guys, this league got into the playoffs a little bit later, 1 week later, because there's 2 less teams. The winner's bracket, as we talked about, Team Quater Tots versus the bye is what it stands at. Strange Animals, number 5, going up against Design Gifted, number 4. King Henry, the 5th TD, goes up against number 3, Watts on Wax Off. And number 2, Cup Yours with the bye, Brandon Salinas. And the number 2 seed, Cup Yours 2.0 with the second bye. So that's what it looks like now, guys. That's what it looks like. Shout out to everybody in the league. Thank you for joining. Everybody that played, thank you for participating. Thank you for competing. As we said, guys, we were going to have a song here at the end of this episode because this is the 50th episode of the podcast, as a whole. This is 50 episodes. So congratulations to the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast. Congratulations to the platform, to the guests that have been on here, the players that have participated, you know what I mean? And everybody involved with it, people who have been interviewed, people who have shared it, listened, streamed it, whatever. We appreciate it. And thank you for being a part of the ride. Again, guys, at the end of this episode, at the end of the last, I don't know how many episodes we've been promising you guys, song after song after song after song. So the song that I'm going to show you guys today is Ride Low. What is the difference? Also, okay. Let me back it up, because I might as well make this announcement here as well. It's December 26th. January 1st is around the corner. As everybody knows, the Realest Underground Entertainment is dropping an album. Everybody be ready. January 1st of 2023, or the first week of January, the album will be dropping on all streaming platforms. We hope you guys like it. Look out for it. It will be called True Story by the Realest Underground Entertainment, TRUE. You guys, thank you for tuning in. As I always say, the song that we are going to close it out with, as I said, is by True, Rye Low. It's called What Is the Difference? This has been episode 15. This has been the 50th episode of the podcast. Guys, I mean, is there anything left to say? Let's listen to this track and, you know, I'll catch you guys on the next one. I'm out.
What is the difference? If I got it, you got it, you know that we honest. So what is the difference? If you moving, I'm moving, you know how we doing. So what is the difference? If I make it, we make it, there ain't no mistaking. There's been a decision. We've been on a mission. That is the difference. If I got it, you got it, you know that we honest. So what is the difference? If you moving, I'm moving, you know how we doing. So what is the difference? If I make it, we make it, there ain't no mistaking. There's been a decision. We've been on a mission. That is the difference. I come from a different seed, I'm a different breed, I'm cut from a different cloth. You boys like heat, the difference with me, you see, I'm not involved. Big up to the boys on the job, still hustling and getting the guap. However the business, as long as we get it, them haters gon' want us to stop. I never been average, matter of fact, I've been clever like magic. Been on attack and been causing the havoc, ain't showing no mercy, don't want y'all to have it. My timing, I'm gunning, for all of y'all waiting, we grinding for something. It won't be for nothing, the timing is coming, the work will pay off with the grinding and hustling. We all gonna eat, that shit will be lit like it's charging the beat. One move at a time, but you all gonna see how we came from the dirt and we start with a seed. So what is the difference between me and you? I've been handling business, I've been on the rise, but ain't nobody listen. I'm coming from mine, I won't hope for permission. Are you copying that? I'm over and out when I got me the stacks. A boat in the house with a lot in the back, but still roll to the south, we can hop in the lack. Cause I got it, you got it, it really ain't nothing, no worries, we on it. You moving, I'm moving, let's make a deposit. Ain't much of a difference unless you tell me what is the difference. If I got it, you got it, you know that we honest. So what is the difference? If you moving, I'm moving, you know how we doing. So what is the difference? If I make it, we make it, there ain't no mistaking. There's been a decision. We've been on a mission. That is the difference. If I got it, you got it, you know that we honest. So what is the difference? If you moving, I'm moving, you know how we doing. So what is the difference? If I make it, we make it, there ain't no mistaking. There's been a decision. We've been on a mission.